Birmingham's downtown housing market has boomed in recent years with pricey lofts and luxury condos. But many people who often work in offices, restaurants, and hotels in the city center can't afford to live there. While that's about to change for some, others still face challenges in the housing hunt. WBHM Cheryl Wheeler Stewart reports.
Kennard Craig is a 25-year-old grad student at UAB. He lives with his parents in Irondale, but he wants his own place, ideally in downtown Birmingham, closer to his job. He says there's just one problem.
Pricing is just crazy. I try to go on like different websites like Zillow and apartment.com, but it's always just like thousands of dollars just to, you know, live somewhere close downtown.
In today's bustling downtown real estate landscape, monthly rent hovers around $1,600 for a one-bedroom. Two and three bedrooms could rent for twice that amount. It's a sign of Birmingham's downtown transformation in recent years. The once decaying buildings and deserted sidewalks now are filled with popular restaurants, pubs, and rooftop bars. Those who want to be there are willing to pay a premium. But Craig says he, like many others his age, doesn't have a lot of money to spend on housing.
I know I have a nice amount of student loans that I got to pay off, so it's just kind of hard to just, you know, add on with, like, you know, with the mortgage and all that kind of stuff.
A new development on 4th Avenue North may provide options for people like Craig. The old American Life Building is Birmingham's first Opportunity Zone project, a government-backed program designed to revitalize urban neighborhoods. It gives generous tax cuts to developers who invest in low-income areas. On a recent afternoon, crews ripped out walls and assembled door frames in the 12-story building. Trash zipped down a chute to a huge bin below. Developer Patrick Harwell says these apartments will help fill a void in the city's housing market. He says there's a demand from people who have modest incomes and want to live close to downtown or UAB, like medical technicians and restaurant employees.
Or it's somebody who's just starting off in their career, who just graduated and is making $30,000 to $50,000 a year. This appeals to them.
A handful of the units will be reserved for clients of the Dannon Project. Those are people who have completed job training after being unemployed or incarcerated. But some question whether the Opportunity Zone project will help Birmingham residents with the greatest housing needs.
You can't occupy decent, affordable, clean housing if you don't have decent income. And you're talking more than a $7.25 an hour job. And so we are working with most of the clients we have and tooling them up.
That's William Barnes, president of the Birmingham Urban League. His nonprofit offers job training to youth and adults. He says lower rents in the new building will be affordable to some, but not all.
If the question is do we feel like it's going to serve, you know, your low to mod income individuals, the answer would be no.
Harwell, the developer, says about 95% of the high-end apartments around downtown and Southside are occupied. Fueled by demand, he says his company plans to announce a similar downtown Opportunity Zone development soon. Cheryl Wheeler Stewart, WBHM.